Ben?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, Ben. I can hear you great.
Hey, Andrew.
I'm just ripping a quick bowl here, you know?
Please. Yes, no rush here. Is this a new like website? I mean, it looks very
No.
similar. It just
It basically seems like Spotify like bought out
Yeah.
Anchor.
Like Spotify just bought it or something like that, probably.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. What's it called, Ben, at the bottom of a grinder? So like it's
The
kind of
Keef?
weed, but keef?
Yeah, the Keef, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, that's good stuff. If you can get a
You
lot
know,
of it, that's good
when you run
stuff.
out of the normal weed, you gotta get into the stash, you know?
Yeah, I used to just sprinkle that on top of regular weed bowls every
Right.
once in a while. That was always kind of nice.
Or like a
That
good
along
joint or
with like
something.
angel dust.
Angel dust, fuck yeah. Old peyote.
Every once in a while.
Oh, happy Friday, Ben.
Happy Friday to you too, Andrew. It's been a
Gonna crack a beer.
hell of a week.
Hell of a week, hell of a day last night. Just to be clear for our loyal listeners, we will be doing a full recap podcast on Monday. But you know, we're just excited. There's not a lot going on this Friday afternoon, so we figured let's pop in a little second round mock draft, give the people some more content.
This is
You
for
know, this is
the
really,
real sickos out there.
yeah, the real sickos, the diehards. This is where people make money, though, not only in fantasy football, but in real football. When you hit on second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way down to seventh round picks, this is where people really save their jobs because we all know first round picks are pretty hit or miss. Yeah, we won't spoil too much as far as what happened yesterday. Obviously, when we talk to the teams, we can mention who they might have picked in the first round. Do you want odds or evens, Ben?
We can flip a coin again. That was kind of fun yesterday.
That was fun. You got one handy? Because I got one.
I don't. So yeah, I do. I do.
Okay.
I have a dime, a penny, and a nickel. Which one would you like me to use?
Dime, please.
Dime. I'll let you call
Yeah.
it.
I'll
Please, you
call
call.
tails, but then what does that mean?
Tails, you get to pick.
Tails is I'm odd. Head,
Okay,
you're
or
odd.
you get to defer, whatever you want to do.
No.
Flipping on my hand, opening tails.
Tails, so I get odd. Huge. Really
Okay.
stoked about that because I really wanted the Steelers pick. I've been thinking about it all day. Also, just like shout out to the Steelers, first of all, a great organization, Mike Tomlin, a great coach. But trading fucking Chase Claypool, the diva that he was, for the first pick of the second round, it's just like it's a master class, you know?
They're gonna get something nice out of it today, most likely.
They're either going to get a player that's really good that should have gone in the first round. There are plenty of players here. I'm looking at best available, and there are a lot of good looking names here. Or they're going to use it as a spot for someone to come and get Levis or Hendon Hooker, accumulate some more picks. They're really in a kind of a money spot there. I'm not convinced someone's going to trade up right away to get one of the QBs. You know, especially when you think about teams like Detroit, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Titans, all of them pick like relatively soon afterwards. I feel like they might just kind of play a little bit of a waiting game. That being said, Ben, I'm going to take Joey Porter Jr., cornerback from the Penn State Nittany Lions. I know this is an unoriginal thought because kind of a lot of people think he's going to go there, but his dad played on the Steelers. I think his dad still like coaches in some capacity, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Like on the Steelers or something. So anyway, just makes a ton of sense. Someone that I think you and I probably both had mocked like middle of the first round last night. Not really sure why he fell. It certainly doesn't have like character issues or anything like that. But yeah, there just weren't that many corners that got taken. So we'll go ahead and give the Steelers Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, all I've heard kind of was that he wasn't exactly a ball hawk, only had one interception in college, and
Yeah.
some minor injury concerns as well, but pardon me, I'm burping here. I assume that someone is going to get a great player in Joey Porter, or a good player in Joey Porter Jr. So,
Absolutely.
okay, so Arizona here,
Got this pick from Houston by trading down
very
from three.
interesting draft yesterday. Started with them losing picks, going on, and then making some interesting selections. I'm going to give them. This is tough. I'm going to go Brian Branch, safety out of Alabama. Now, I know that Snides said this morning that we're good on safety, but I think he keeps, like, living in his, you know, his world. Remember how he said that he's got his own world?
Yeah.
Where Buda Baker doesn't want to be traded, but Buda Baker wants to be traded. I think if the Cardinals were smart, they just trade him and get whatever value they can for him because it's a safety. He's in his prime right now, and hey, trade him for what you can get for him. So safety help is definitely needed here. He's kind of a safety nickelback type kind of guy, which is Buda Baker's type of thing as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here, but I think a safe Brian Branch would be a good option for them.
I feel it. That's a team that could use a lot of help. And
they could really go in a direction.
Yeah, I think they can go any direction. And the fact that, like, even the fact that they have Buda Baker doesn't, like, shouldn't prevent them from taking, like, again, if this guy is truly versatile enough to move around, you know, play in some linebacker looks, things like that, I think that's a good call. The 34th pick is the Detroit Lions. Ironically, they have this pick from Arizona as a result of when they moved back from 6 to 12. When Arizona jumped from 12 to 6 to take Paris Johnson Jr. So here are the Lions at 34. They also have the 48th pick in the second round, so they're in a good spot. One of the weirder first rounds, and we'll certainly get into it in our recap podcast, but they took Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back, and Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa, two of the least valuable positions, if you will, just as far as, you know, how guys get paid and all that stuff. Anyway, so their board's still wide open. I think a lot of people had them taking a tight end and an edge, or a tight end and a corner, or something like that. They did none of those things, so they have everything still available to them. I'm going to go with the guy that I gave to them at 18, and that would be Michael Mayer. As much as I'm not a Michael Mayer guy, you know that, Ben, just because he's white and went to Notre Dame, but I was under the impression he was a really good player, and it was very odd not to see him taken in the first round. In general, the kind of the way that the tight end slipped was very odd, just because everyone talks about how great this class is, and I'm like, it's still probably great, but like, but a great class would have like three or four in the first round, not one at 27 or 25 or whatever.
Definitely. You would have thunk it. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting how this tight end class pans out.
And all that being said, frankly, is, and I guess I would say this in our recap as well, but the funny thing is, if you just like replaced, say, like Jack Campbell with Mayer here, like, say they flop the picks, it just would have made a lot more sense from a value perspective. I'm like, okay, great. They take Michael Mayer at 18 and they take Jack Campbell, like, fourth or third pick of the second round. Like, that would have made a ton of sense. It's just the order that they're picking them. It's just kind of funny from a value perspective.
Yeah. Maybe Jack Campbell was higher on, you know, people like teams' actual boards rather than mockers. I don't know. I have no clue.
Right.
But maybe that's why I took him. But yeah, Mayer here is a nice pick for the Lions for sure. Okay, well, let's get interesting here. I'm going to have the Tennessee Titans trading up here to the number 35 pick with the Indianapolis Colts. And with this pick, they will be selecting a quarterback, but not the quarterback you're thinking. They will be taking Hendon Hooker, quarterback out of Tennessee.
I like it. I wish I could place a bet on him being picked before Levis. That would be fun. I don't know if it's still out there, though. Okay, so they get 41 back from Indy. That was Tennessee's original second-round pick, and then maybe, you know, a third or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Why do you like Hooker in this spot? Why do you like him over Levis?
So I think I don't know why Levis has fallen this much. It sounds like maybe his interviews didn't go so well. Maybe I like teams, you know, didn't really like his tape that much. I think teams like Hooker's tape more, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, he's fallen a little bit because of the injury, because of his age, but I think he's been shown to be in control more of the offense that he was running at Tennessee. Also, him just being somewhat of a a so-called better teammate by people out there and sources out there. I don't know exactly. But that's slowly. Now he's injured. He's probably not going to start right away. But I don't know if they're looking for a quarterback right away to start. And I feel like he'd be the perfect guy to sit there and then take over and, hey, see what happens there and see if he can lead him to, you know, a playoff win.
I like it. In-state guy. I think the reality is, as much as they seem like they're headed for a full teardown, like, if they do, in fact, you know, keep Tannehill for the one last year of his contract, keep Derrick Henry, you know, year two of Treylon, I'm sure they'll draft a receiver or, you know, acquire another one in some capacity. The defense isn't great. But anyway, like, all I'm saying is, like, they're actually, like, they're probably going to be relatively competitive if they stay healthy, even though it kind of seemed like for a sec they're about to go down, like, a dark path and, like, cut Tannehill, draft a rookie, get rid of Henry, right? I guess there is a small chance that they still kind of piece things together for one more year. And then, like, it is a lot easier for them to get out of, you know, get out of the Tannehill contract, the Derrick Henry contract next year than it is this year.
So a couple things on that. The Skronsky pick yesterday I thought was a really good one at 11.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Titans staying there and not being aggressive to trade it for a quarterback was probably the smart thing to do. And draft, you know, a solid offensive lineman who's going to be, you know, an anchor on that offensive line for, you know, at least 5 years, which is, you know, a good number in the NFL. You know, so I think that was a really good pick. And then also I think, you know, like you said, teardown kind of seemed like it was about to happen. But, man, Mike Vrabel doesn't seem like a type of guy that would enjoy that very much. So I just feel like he would try to keep it competitive as often and as much as possible.
Well, and if you think about it, in this scenario that we just gave them, Hooker, an older, experienced quarterback, gets to sit for a year. Obviously, for health purposes, that helps. Mm-hmm. But sitting behind Tannehill, like, then there wouldn't really be any kind of a rebuild. It would just be a transition. Like, in theory, by the time, you know, Hooker's ready to go next year, he should be playing basically at, like, the same level as, like, the older version of Ryan Tannehill is playing right now.
And I didn't even mention Hooker's, you know, he's mobile. He's good on his legs, which I think is something Mike Vrabel looks for in his quarterbacks for sure. And every, to be honest with you, a lot of teams are looking for in their quarterbacks nowadays. But yeah, so that's, you know, so I think Hooker is a great pick from the hair.
Yep. And as Bosco astutely pointed out earlier in the process, you know, let's not forget that Will Levis will be 24 by the time the season starts. It's not like he's, like, way younger.
And I traded up here because I had a feeling that maybe, like, the Rams, Seahawks, you know, New Orleans might, like, try to poach Hendon Hooker somewhere. That's why I traded up for him right there.
Yep. I like it. I'm going to go with the Rams, and I am going to go with Will Levis. It's a weird spot for the Rams because, I mean, we've talked about how, like, they don't have that many players on their roster anymore, a lot of turnover. They're kind of headed for a little bit of a rebuild soon here, you would think. They still have Matt Stafford. They still have Cooper Kupp. I think they're going to give it one last honest go and then kind of see what happens. But, yeah, it's hard because this is the first Rams pick of the first round. Obviously, they traded the first of the draft. They traded their first round pick to the Lions. So there's a lot of needs. So, like, drafting basically a backup quarterback at this point, like, obviously is not great for the overall, you know, health of the team. But a lot of people did compare Levis to Stafford in the process. Who knows how long McVay is going to be there either. Obviously, he's talked about retiring plenty kind of in the recent years here, even though he's a young guy. And so who knows what's going to happen next. But if we're going to give Levis to a spot where he clearly has a chance to sit, to learn, and what should be a good organization and good offense – I think that's as good a spot as any for him to succeed. It would hurt a little bit if I'm the Rams just because you're not getting any better this year and you kind of have a team that, like, could definitely use some impact guys right now. But at the end of the day, you have a guy that a lot of people thought was going to, you know, get picked in the top 10, top 15, still available to you at 36. Might as well take him, try to develop him from there. Because he's a second-round pick, you're not, like, that tied to him. You can always, if you're really bad again next year, you could, in theory, take another quarterback next year. So, yeah, we'll just get the two quarterbacks out of the way and move on to the Seahawks, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to I don't know. So, yeah, I like that pick, by the way. I'm kind of just diving right into the – actually, I don't know if I like that pick, to be honest with you. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm just not a Levis fan. But if anyone can get anything out of him, it's probably McVay, to be honest with you. And that kind of seems like that elite athleticism, that big of an arm – If any, like, McVay could potentially turn him into something. So we'll see.
But as a Seahawks fan, you would like it because
yes, you're right. You're right.
Good. Me included. I don't think it's gonna be good either. So that'd be a great spot for him to bust.
You're right. You know? Yes, exactly.
And get into the LA scene and start doing drugs and the whole deal, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a big scene down there.
He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, it's just a wasteland down there for sure. So I'm on Pete Carroll's Twitter right now. I don't know if you know, but he gives out these very vague draft clues on his Twitter. Like, very vague.
I did not know that.
Very, very, very vague. He's been doing it for years now. And I was like, is Hendon Hooker a lefty? Oh, he's a righty.
I think he's ready.
Is there any lefty quarterbacks in this draft?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know them.
Not like Stanton. No, yeah, okay. Because he tweeted something with Kelsey Plum. Remember when Kelsey Plum launched that T-shirt at the San Antonio Spurs game, like into the upper deck? Have you seen that clip?
I have.
Yeah, she threw lefty, and he goes, oh, here's a clue. So I was thinking maybe a lefty quarterback, but I can't think of anyone. So I would think that maybe they trade down here, but lately they haven't really been doing that. And one position that they really need this year, because their center retired last year, is center. And there's two guys that stand out to me. They're both Big Ten guys. I'm going to go with Joe Tittman, Wisconsin center. Might be a tiny bit of a reach at this point. But we're drafting for position of need here, which is not something I love. But at the same time, I think even if you trade down here, you're still probably going to be in the same realm. And I'm not sure who else you can get here that's really going to fly off the, you know, really make me that happy, make the Seahawks happy. So we're going to go with Tittman. And the Seahawks never been afraid to draft someone a little early. So this was a position of need. I think he's a good player. This just helps the Seahawks that much more to become a Super Bowl team next year.
That's right. He's the 11th best available player on ESPN, so I wouldn't say it's too much of a reach, at least according to that. We're six picks into the second round, so that fits
not
the
value. Not a huge reach.
No, and at this point, like, from this round moving forward, like, nothing is, like, that crazy of a reach. Like, everyone's got their own boards, and there's a lot going on. The Las Vegas Raiders drafted Tyree Wilson, the edge, yesterday. So shored up that part of their defense. They were definitely linked to the offensive line a bit. They were linked to the corners a bit. So they could go in a lot of directions. They're certainly now out of the QB market, which I still think for the Raiders, they're fine with. Obviously, they signed Jimmy G in the offseason. Like, sure, it would have been cool to develop, like, a guy right behind him, even, like, you know, like a Stroud or a Richardson, but that scenario didn't present itself. But, I mean, the reality is, like, there's a decent chance they're not that great next year, like, with Jimmy G, and they'll be right back in a position to take a quarterback next year. All that being said, Ben, just taking a look at some of the best available here. Well, fuck, are they just going to roll out with Foster Moreau at tight end?
That's a great question. Doesn't he have cancer?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I shouldn't laugh. It just caught me off guard by that comment. Jesus, Ben, taking a big rip?
Yeah, I just took a couple of rips. I apologize.
Oh, my God. Always right as I ask you questions, without fail. All right, so the Raiders brought in Jacoby Myers. They got Renfro. They got Devontae Adams. They signed Austin Hooper and O.J. Howard. That doesn't do a lot for me. If there was a corner that I felt a little bit better about, I like Kelee Ringo. I know Julius Brents has some fans out there. Tyreek Stevenson from the U is a good player. So there are some options there. But let's just be wild and give them Luke Musgrave. I actually don't know anything about Luke Musgrave. I know he went to Oregon State. He was, like, injured for most of the year last year, from what I hear. But highest rated tight end available. Tight ends are starting to make a run.
Dane Brugler loves him.
Really, I hope you're okay, man.
I'm trying.
We'll try to fill a little bit more airtime with the background. Yeah, it's beautiful. We should make a beat off of this. Honestly,
I apologize. All right, so next I'm ready to go. Carolina
Panthers. All you, Ben.
Apologies.
Took Bryce Young yesterday.
Let's see here. Carolina, fuck it. Steve Avila, TCU, guard.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even sure what their depth chart looks at guard, but he's going to be an immediate starter. He's going to play for years. I'm struggling, but.
What did you hit? Just don't die on the podcast, Ben. Go get some water or something, dude.
We're stretching.
All right.
But I'm back.
Ben,
I'm back.
I can tell you their depth chart. They've got Brady Christensen and Austin Corbett as their guards. I don't know them.
Christensen is a recent draft pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Third round in 2021. Corbett's an undrafted guy.
Yeah, so I could definitely see them drafting a guard here and shoring up that offensive line a bit. So, yeah, Steve Avila, TCU, guard.
Love it. I actually think I was a little surprised that both the top guards or neither of them were drafted in the first round. Because, like, guard and center are some of the safer positions. I feel like it's an easier, not transition per se, but, like, everything you do in college translates. And I feel like the first couple guards and the first couple centers that get drafted almost every year are, like, just legit starters, like, solid. Almost without fail. Like, it's just, like, if you're a really good guard, you're probably going to be a really good guard. New Orleans Saints with the 40th pick. They have an interesting team. Let's go ahead and take a look at their depth chart real quick. Obviously brought in Derek Carr in the offseason. Drafted Brian Brisee yesterday, the D-tackle. And they're rolling out Chris Olave, Michael Thomas as their main receivers, along with Rashid Shaheed. Offensive line still looks solid. Trevor Penning they drafted last year. Andres Pete, Eric McCoy, Ryan Ramczyk. So they're solid there. Added some help on D. Still got the Honey Badger. Okay, I like this team. They're still solid on paper. I'm going to go ahead and give them a receiver. We haven't had a receiver go here in the second round. I think Michael Thomas is only on a one-year contract. Chris Olave, really promising rookie. Jarvis Landry is leaving in free agency. So who is the receiver that we want to give them right now to complement those pieces? It's a good question, man. Let's get to the receiver ranking so I can see it a little bit more. There it is. Yeah, really get it out. Ben, I'm going to go with a little surprise pick here, and I'm going to go Cedric Tillman.
Okay.
Because I want to give them a big body receiver. I feel like they've got a good element of speed with Olave. They've got the possession guy with Michael Thomas, who is, you know, solid size as well. Cedric Tillman, though, 6'3", 213, was injured for a fair amount of this season. That's really what allowed Jalin Hyatt to break out. You know, it's one of those things, a little surprising. You've got Mingo on the board. You've got Hyatt available. You got Marvin Mims, Josh Downs, Jaden Reed. There are a lot of guys that are, you know, in theory better than Cedric Tillman, at least in the rankings. But this is kind of how it works in the NFL draft. Second round, someone's going to pick their guy, and you're not going to be expecting it. And today, Ben, that guy is Cedric Tillman. It's also a great name, Cedric Tillman.
It is a solid name. I like it a lot.
So you got Indy after that trade you pulled off with the Titans.
Yeah, I'm looking at their depth chart right now. And let's see here.
And they took Anthony Richardson. They picked up this pick. They probably picked up either a third rounder or a future pick. But like, this is the first complimentary piece to the Richardson era.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Tyreek Stevenson, cornerback out of Miami.
Okay.
I can't name a cornerback on.
No.
The Colts.
Well, they just got rid of Gilmore.
Yeah, looking at their depth charts, they have
Dallas Flowers.
So, EJ Speed, Dallas Flowers, JoJo Doman. I wish my name was JoJo. That'd be sick. I think a cornerback is definitely something of need. He's out of the U. U is back.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
So, yeah, you know, Tyreek Stevenson.
Absolutely love it. All right. Ahead and look, we've got the Green Bay Packers at 42, the most important pick of the draft by far. We're all focused on this pick. They also pick at 45. So, you know, a trade in this area is certainly possible. But again, we are all Packers fans. We are very excited for this pick. They drafted a little bit of surprise yesterday. Honestly, four or five of us had Lucas Van Ness going to them in our mock. So can't say it was that big of a surprise. I know Joe wanted a tight end or he wanted Nolan Smith. Neither of those things came true. For the Packers, you know, the obvious is the wide receiver tight end situation. Even though I think the receivers are fine with both Dobbs and Watson, Sammy Watkins, I guess, in theory, is still there. I don't know if he's a free agent now. Tony left in free agency, so they definitely need a tight end. I feel like they need offensive line. Back Bakhtiari barely played last year. Jenkins is the other tackle there, right?
Yes.
Who's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. Heard. He's good.
So anyway, it wouldn't shock me.
The Packers O-line is solid. I mean, Bakhtiari being often injured definitely hurts it, but overall it's a solid offensive line.
The main reason I know Bakhtiari is because the McAfee show brings it up every week where it's just like, yo, like Bakhtiari like played in like only a couple games last year. Like he really, like because of some kind of back thing and like he never knew whether he was going to be available. Yeah, anyway.
It was very weird.
Very weird. We're just going to go ahead, make Joe happy. We're going to take Jonathan Mingo, 6'2", 220 out of Ole Miss, fifth best wide receiver, according to this ESPN ranking here. Don't know the player very well, Ben. I know he rose a lot late in the process. He was kind of a Twitter darling for a while. He looks sick. I mean, I love a good receiver with that size. Wears number one. Ole Miss has beautiful jerseys. So I'm rooting for him. It is kind of swaggy, I will say, like, because Aaron Rodgers is a pretty, like, non-likable guy. It is kind of swaggy that they're transitioning to this kind of quiet Jordan Love. They got the two young receivers, Aaron Jones still. Like, let's give them another kind of sick receiver and, like, see what happens. Maybe this is the new Packers, you know.
I do like that. Yeah, I like that pick. Stick to Aaron Rodgers a little bit, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You want some more. Love it.
That's the important part.
So, I am now up with the 43rd pick in the New York Jets. And I am eyeing a trade.
They went edge yesterday?
The Jets, yeah. They drafted Will McDonald the 4th out of Iowa State. Yeah, that
was kind of surprising. Yeah.
Which would seem like a bit of a reach.
His dad was a hell of a player, though. The
3rd. But I am going to have a trade here. And I'm going to have the Washington Commanders moving up here from 47.
Commanders.
And I'm going to have the Washington Commanders select. Actually, you know what? Hold on. I might stick with them. Who does Miami have at tight end?
We backing out of the trade. Miami has the ghost of Mike Gesicki and
they don't have any, right?
No.
Screw it. Miami's moving up. Sorry. Miami's a move up from 51.
Okay, so Miami there. Washington. Washington's going back to 47.
Yep.
Okay, I like it. This is obviously Miami's first pick of the draft because they forfeited their pick for tampering, which is like kind of dumb in my opinion, but.
Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals did it, but they're actually dumb.
But like what could they have done that was so egregious that like losing a first round pick is like a pretty serious thing? Like they're lucky it was like late in the draft, but like still.
Were they tampering? Was it with Mike or was it with Tyreek?
I thought remember. It was with Brady.
Oh, you're right. God, it's such a weird storyline, dude.
It's so weird.
Anyways, I've got Miami picking Darnell Washington, tight end, Georgia.
Here. Wow.
So this is a dream darling pick for the DKFL, I'm pretty sure.
I would come.
This guy's a monster. We've seen him, you know, run, just smash the combine at like 6'8", 270. He blocks people out of the fucking, you know, field, stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got great hands. I don't know why he hasn't, you know, he's ranked a little bit lower than all the other tight ends. Maybe just because he just is not the production. He's just, I don't know. But this fills a great hole for Miami here. It gives them a blocker. It gives them a receiver. And it gives Tua just another weapon. The offense, another weapon. So, yeah, Miami, Darnell Washington, tight end, Georgia.
Love it. Run on tight ends. We've got three of them so far this round. Joe's probably pissed off that we haven't given the Packers one yet, but they do pick soon.
That's why I traded to get ahead of the Packers.
Well, the nice thing is we already know the tight end that they're going to take at 45, and he's still available, so that's perfect.
That's true.
Atlanta Falcons on the clock at 44. Really interesting place. I talk about the Falcons a lot. Ended up, the rumors were true that go with Bijan Robinson yesterday, which was like really sick. Like, it is truly awesome to have them take Pitts, London, and then Bijan three straight years. Like, prayers up that Desmond Ridder is decent, and if not, like, prayers up that they find someone, like either a free agent or a later draft pick next year. But like, I know a lot of people have them taking, you know, an edge or a corner, things like that. They did make some nice signings where it's like, it doesn't feel like it's as big of a necessity. Now, don't get me wrong, Calais Campbell is not going to play for that much longer. Bud Dupree is probably not that great of a player at this point anymore. Grady Jarrett's not young either. They signed David Onyemata. But anyway, they've made a lot of moves there. And then they also signed Jesse Bates, which is one of the better, you know, free agent defensive backs on the market. So they did do a lot. They traded for Jeff Okuda. You know, I don't feel like he was horrible. Like, obviously him being traded like a couple years after being like a top five pick is definitely a red flag. But I don't know. It's like, I felt like them taking a chance on him was actually kind of cool. So they just don't have as many needs as I thought. Their offensive line is good. So that's like why I don't mind the Bijan pick. I still think they could take a receiver. It'd be a little bit weird to go offense. But like, they only brought in Mac Hollins. Right now it's Drake London, Mac Hollins, and Scotty Miller, the fucking little white dude from Tampa Bay. So I think adding another receiver would definitely be in play. Now, I don't necessarily think that's what they're going to do with this pick. They were definitely linked to cornerbacks, you know, kind of throughout the process, whether it was Devin Witherspoon or Christian Gonzalez. So what we're going to do here, Ben, right down the streak, we're going to go get Kelee Ringo for the Atlanta Falcons, purely because Georgia player is playing on the Falcons. It's just a sick transition.
I like the pick. I'm not the biggest Ringo fan, but I think this is a good place to pick him and take a chance on him.
What a great name, though, huh?
That's true. It is a great name. So that Ringo is my favorite Beatle.
Exactly.
All righty. Here we go.
Go pack, go.
We're all cheeseheads here.
That's right.
I don't know why my dog keeps barking.
We're all huge beauty fans, that's for sure.
Exactly. Let me just, you know, my mind is going slow at this point because I'm vaped out. But let me just go to the Packers depth chart here. Man, this is a little tough. This is a little tough now. All right, I'm going to give the Packers Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin, defensive tackle. I think he's going to provide them with some sort of run stuffer, maybe a little bit of a pass rusher, but he's definitely more, let's see here, 6'4", 309. he's a nose tackle, and they do play a 3-4, so they need nose tackles. Big guy, local Wisconsin guy. So, yeah, give me Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin. I'm going to go let my dog in. I'll be right back.
That sounds great, Ben. Thank you for doing that. Their current nose tackle is TJ Slayton. He was a fifth-round pick in 2021. I'm not familiar with his game, so that would seemingly be an upgrade. Oh, God, I have the New England Patriots pick at 47. All right, we're going to need to get a trade out here soon. Let's see who we want to get traded up for. We're going to get – all right, huge. We're going to get the Steelers trading up. This is exactly what I projected.
I apologize, I'm back.
Hey, Ben, no worries, man. I just executed a trade. That way I don't have to make the Patriots pick. Wow, very, actually, the exact same scenario I presented when we did the mock, the written mock for the first round, where Pittsburgh moved up three spots with New England to make a swap. We're doing it again. I love it. What was really fun is we came damn close, Ben. Unfortunately, we didn't have Paris Johnson quite high enough, but I had Pittsburgh trading from 17 to 14 to take a tackle. That's what they did last night. It just ended up being Broderick Jones instead of Paris Johnson. So we were damn close on that one. Anyway, Ben.
I have to go back and look at our mock because I feel like we did okay.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good start. You know, you stayed put. And I was strong on Stroud at two. You stayed put with Anderson at three. Obviously, we didn't execute the trade, but that was going to be hard to, you know, predict. So you had the, you know, the player slot, right? Four, we had Anthony Richardson going. You know, naturally, the Seahawks threw off every mock draft because, like, no one had them taking Devin Witherspoon. Yeah. So then things kind of spiraled. But we had some other good matches as well. Ben, Pittsburgh took Broderick Jones in the first round. They also took Joey Porter with the first pick in the second round of this mock. So now they've addressed the defense as well. I'm going to go back to their biggest need, in my opinion, and that's their offensive line. This time I'm going to go interior. I can't believe he's still available. This is why we traded up, Ben. Osiris Torrence from Florida, the guard, one of my favorite players in the draft. Are you telling me that these Steelers are coming out of this draft with Broderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., and Osiris Torrence? That's an A-plus for me, Ben. Put it on the board.
Love that. It's a great pick. They get a book tackle and bookend tackle and a guard as well.
I think there are more than one needs on that offensive line. I don't know the line well, but just from, you know what I mean? They should overhaul this whole thing.
Absolutely. Get back to the old school
Steelers. Fucking run people over, Ben.
Pound the rock. Let's go. All right.
I'll start handing the ball off to Allen Robinson.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we are now on Washington, correct?
Correct, 47.
47 Washington.
They traded down? No, they stayed there.
That trade didn't go. They almost made a trade, but
beat at the buzzer.
But who offered a better? Oh, Miami offered a better deal. So.
And they took Forbes yesterday, the corner out of Mississippi State.
Okay. All right. You know what? This is one of my favorite universities in all of the world. This player is out of. And that would be Ataomiwa Adebowale, Northwestern, defensive end.
Well done.
Go Cats. This guy had a crazy combine, like a ridiculous combine. He's a little shorter. He's 6'2", 282. He played defensive tackle in college, but he's going to play all over in the NFL. Ran a 4.5 40, which is just crazy at the combine. So this just gives the Commanders – another pass rusher on that line with Chase Young, who can't stay healthy in his contract year. So, give me Ataomiwa Adebowale.
Incredible. All right, Detroit back on the clock at 48. They previously picked Michael Mayer earlier in this mock. They also took Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell, as we talked about yesterday. So still feel like there are some holes I can fill. They did sign a couple corners, which will definitely help them in the short term, maybe not long term. But we're going to go ahead and attack that corner position, Ben. Let me just take a quick look at best available just to make sure. We're leaning Julius Brents, the corner from Kansas State. But let's just make sure that we've done our homework here. Yeah, let's go ahead and go Julius Brents to the Lions. Don't know a ton about the player, but I know he was a late riser as well. Always trust players out of Kansas State for some reason. They seem pretty well coached. So that's who the Lions take.
Okay, that would be
your Patriots on the clock after that trade back.
Patriots are on the clock.
Boston Ben,
baby. Okay.
They got some nice value out of Carlos Gonzalez yesterday at 17.
Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Cargo? Not Carlos.
Cargo. Cargo. Yeah, Cargo. He was a beast.
Shout out Rockies.
That's right. I'm going tonight.
Are you going tonight? Nice. I gotta get up to Denver sometime and hit up a ball game with you guys because Coors sounds pretty amazing.
That's pretty sweet. We'll arrange a time.
All right. Okay, so we're here, and oh, man, you never know what Bill is gonna do, you know. And for Bill, I'm actually gonna turn the page here on the ESPN overall. I don't think he's going to last. I think he's going to look down the boards here. And I think, you know what sounds perfect for him? Riley Moss, cornerback out of Iowa.
Exactly. The great white wife.
Yeah.
That sounds so perfect for him.
That's a white cornerback for anyone that doesn't know.
Fast, though.
He is very fast. He ran like a 4.43 or something like that. He's got good size. He's 6'1", 193. He's had a good college career, so it'll be fun to see what happens. And I feel like he's versatile in the back, you know, the back end there. So, you know, Bill loves those kind of players. So, Riley Moss, Iowa.
Riley Moss, Iowa. I like it.
I always got a bunch of guys going here.
A great program, that's for sure.
Well, I think that it might be time to really discuss. Well, I forget the coach's name, but it might be time for to discuss him going because this is getting crazy.
Yeah, I do. I forget his name too. It'll come back to me soon. All right, so we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're in a weird place as a franchise. I thought about giving them a tight end. And not that Kate Otten being drafted in the fourth round is like should prevent them, but like they'll maybe give him 1 year just to see what he's got. Yeah. I know a lot of people were fans of his, so that's fine. I keep going back to the back end of the defense. They drafted Kalijah Kancey, the D tackle, with their first pick. He'll play kind of next to Vita Vea, who's the nose tackle there. They've got good linebackers still. Don't be wrong, Levante David's not going to play for much longer. Devin White's a great player. Shaq Barrett's still there. Antoine Winfield is a safety. Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean are their corners. Those guys aren't bad, but I still think a little bit more depth wouldn't hurt there. So let me get back to my cornerback rankings, Ben. And we are going to go with DJ Turner, cornerback out of Michigan, highest rated player available at that position. Go Blue. That's the pick.
Yeah, he had that ridiculous 40 time.
Yeah, why not us? Why not today?
Love that. Okay. I am up with the New York Jets at 51. And looking at the Jets depth chart here, they have Breece Hall at running back, but he's just not very – no, I'm just kidding.
Dude, there was a report yesterday that they were going to take Gibbs if he was on the board. Now, I get that would have been more as like a, you know, pass-catching option, yeah, and kind of a dual thing, but that would have been wild.
Would have been very interesting. That would have been interesting to see Scott's reaction to that one. But instead, Gibbs went to Detroit, which I just love. Okay. I'm not going to lie. The Jets are better than I thought, to be honest with you. Just looking at the depth chart.
They're like, going to be pretty good.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just looking at the rankings here. I'm feeling like they could probably take an offensive lineman here, like a guard maybe, but like I don't know if there's many left.
They need offensive line help. I could see Bergeron maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I know, you know what? Let's go with Cody Mock, North Dakota State tackle, I know that I think he's the only guy in the draft that played all five positions in college. And that sounds like something that the Jets kind of need right now. Just someone that kind of go all over that line. Because they have Elijah Vera Tucker who does the same thing a little bit. But he's definitely guard more of it. Mock is definitely more of a tackle. But it's good to have guys like that who can just mix around, learn different positions in case, well, let's be honest with you, guys are going to get hurt. So Cody Mock, North Dakota State.
Offensive Love tackle. It. All right, finally, I have a Seahawks pick here at 52. Ben, I'm going to turn to you. I have two players. I think the one thing that they definitely haven't, you know, touched yet that people were expecting them to was edge or defensive end. Keon White or BJ Ojulari. One seems like more of a thicker on the line DN. The other one seems like more of an edge rusher. Who who fits better into their defense is the question, Ben.
Yeah, so I think both would be decent fits in their defenses or in their defense.
They still play the 3-4?
Sort of. But they play everything. They play a mishmash of
– They play football.
Yeah, they play football. They'll line up however they want. I'll say this. Keon White is probably more of their, like, body type, I would say. For like a Michael Bennett or like Carlos Dunlap type kind of edge player, but they also have guys like Bruce Irvin, who play outside linebacker but will roll down and you know come off the edge. So that would be kind of like B.J. Ojulari. This is tough, but I'm gonna go.
I already gave him Keon White.
You did. I was gonna go with B.J. Just because
you convinced me.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
You said the body type. I like a little thicker body.
Sometimes I talk myself out of what I should be doing. So Keon White, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's ride. Where are my 12s at? All right, Ben, you're up at 53. That was just me summoning you on advice on the Seahawks fit.
Understand. Bears
took Darnell Wright, 10th overall yesterday.
Just grab the Bears depth chart, which I probably don't really need to be honest with you, but
it's got to be something on the defense, you'd have to imagine. But
it doesn't hurt to grab the depth chart. I mean, B.J. Ojulari is still here. You know what? Let me check something out here really quickly.
Signed a couple linebackers.
I was gonna say maybe a linebacker, but then I just saw they.
Edmonds and Edwards.
Yeah, they spent some money on some linebackers this offseason.
That's always smart.
And they have Cole Kmet, which is tight end one. Okay. Their running back situation is very interesting, too.
It really is. Deontay Foreman and Khalil Herbert.
Yeah,
they never have, know.
I use this Our Lads depth chart, and they have Deontay as the number one running back right now, which is interesting. Anyways, I'm going to go with B.J. Ojulari, outside linebacker, LSU, who's also kind of an edge rusher. The Bears play a 4-3 type of defense where – he might be able to roll down and kind of give them some edge rush. So, yeah, B.J. Ojulari.
Love it. Pick number 54, the Los Angeles Chargers. Drafted Quentin Johnson, another big body receiver to go along with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So they're good on that front. Let's take a look. Let's keep taking a look at who they've got. I'm thinking probably defense with this pick just to switch it up a little bit. They definitely play a 3-4. So that's a factor that we got to, you know, keep in mind. Their offensive line, I feel like, could still – they got Zion Johnson last year. They got Rashawn Slater. He's a stud. All right, here's what we're going to do, Ben. We're going to give them – I just think this guy's going to go a little bit higher than we think tonight, and that's going to be Matthew Bergeron, listed as a tackle out of Syracuse, but I think he's got position versatility, if I'm not mistaken.
He was being mocked in a lot of first rounds before the draft started. So
yeah, like the Eagles and stuff.
I can see it.
It's funny because I said they're probably going to go defense. But then I look at their depth chart and they're fine. They could be a linebacker candidate as well. I like Kenneth Murray, but
yeah,
they could probably use another inside. I mean, they signed Eric Kendrick. So they'll be there very long.
Man, so I'm up with the Lions. The Lions are...
They got picks for days.
Not only that, their roster's kind of loaded now. Like, look at
I know.
It.
Imagine if they hadn't just, like, totally fucked up that first round, you know? They'd be just, like, the Super Bowl favorites by now.
But, I'm not sure that Josh Reynolds is really cutting it as the third wide receiver there. And one guy that really stands out to me that hasn't been talked about enough is Marvin Mims.
Mm-hmm. Marvin Mims. Yep.
Exactly. So, yeah. We're going with Marvin Mims, who just gives them just like...
I mean, Jameson suspended for 6 games.
Exactly. You know? Marvin Mims is an explosive wide receiver that I think just gives that team just another explosive weapon to score points. So, Marvin Mims, baby.
Heard that on God. 56 Jacksonville Jaguars took Anton Harrison, the tackle. We'll probably play right tackle for them. So that's an interesting little thing there. Not a ton of needs. I think I mentioned this the other day. This is a rare year where, in our mock, it's a rare year where the there's a fair amount of flexibility when it comes to the Jaguars. Let me just pull up this depth chart real quick, just see what's cracking with the Jags. You know what I'm saying? Again, thinking defense. It wouldn't shock me if they went like a center or something like that. I don't know who Luke Fortner is, but doesn't really ring a bell. Tight end, I think, would still be in play. The only franchise tag, Evan Engram. Could very easily see them letting him walk next year. Linebacker, they got Devin Lloyd. I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to give them the first, not the first linebacker, a linebacker in this draft here. We're going to make it the homie Trenton Simpson out of Clemson to the Jags.
Okay. That's what I was sort of thinking as well. Some linebackers of sort. Okay, I am up with
the New York Football Giants. Oh, wow. DeMarvion Overshawn's in this draft. That's so sick. The guy who wore like a million wristbands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty fresh. Okay, let's see here. John Michael Schmidt, center, Minnesota.
That's the pick? Giants? That's the
pick for the Giants. The Giants currently are starting Ben Bredesen at center. Ooh. I don't think very good. So.
Yeah, I mean, their offensive line definitely has needed some help over the years, so it's a good call there. All right, interesting how the way that this board fell a little bit here, Ben. We had the Dallas Cowboys taking Mozzie Smith, defensive tackle out of Michigan. A little bit of a surprise. It's always a little bit weird when the Cowboys don't make a splash pick. But here we are. They're actually in a good spot. They're one of the people that benefited from all these tight ends falling. You still have Sam Laporta on the board. You still have Tucker Kraft on the board. Zach Kuntz, the goat out of Old Dominion. But, yeah, let's go ahead and just shock the world and give them Tucker Kraft, South Dakota State. They got rid of Dalton Schultz this offseason, let him walk. So we're going to pencil him in, Ben. Also, like, an incredible, like, non-run-on running back so far. It's hilarious. Because, like, everyone kind of thinks this running back class is good. And, like, it might be. And, you know, we're just mockers. We're not actually making the picks. But, like, none of them have went in our draft so far. Cowboys could be a candidate. I mean, there's no chance Ronald Jones is going to be the only complimentary back to Tony Pollard. That would just be wild to me.
Yeah, the Zach Charbonnet sucks, by the way, just an FYI. So.
Oh, I'm aware. All these guys suck.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's like Zach's RB1, too. So. Yeah, all right. Exactly. Okay, Buffalo Bills. Nice thing about the Bills, they just kind of can choose whoever they want, you know?
Yeah, went tight end last night.
And now Tremaine Edmonds, they lost, correct?
Correct. I believe to the Bears.
Yeah. So they might need a linebacker is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I love that for them.
That makes sense?
Makes a lot of sense to me.
So, yeah, screw it. Give me Drew Sanders, linebacker out of Arkansas.
Huge. Love it. Great name. Is he a white?
A very white.
Yeah, sounds like
he one. Wears. I think he wears 31, though, which I kind of like for a linebacker.
I respect that.
Woo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I respect, like, everything that everyone does.
Yeah. Except for gays.
All right. With the 60... That killed me. Cincinnati Bengals, I wouldn't say a surprise. Well, I guess they surprised a little bit because everyone was kind of thinking tight end maybe for them. They went with Miles Murphy, the D-end out of Clemson. They still have a gaping hole at tight end. They still have somewhat of a question mark at running back, depending on how the whole Joe Mixon thing plays out. So we're going to hit that position finally in the second round, Ben. And personally, my favorite guy out of these people left, Tank Bigsby, is who we're going to take for the Cincinnati Bengals. That. Running back out of Auburn. Why not us? Why not today? War fucking Eagle, Ben.
Wow. Love that. We watched a lot of Auburn games together, freshman year of college, me and you.
Yeah. They were very sick with Cam.
We were really into that team.
It came so out of nowhere, too.
Like, they really did.
And that's what I
did. And Cam was really like the only one that made something out of that team. He was so good.
Yep.
All right, so Chicago, 61. I feel like I've picked a couple of times for Chicago here, but they've got a couple of picks here.
Yeah, look at them.
Which is good for them. You know, they need to just kind of fill out their roster with some solid players. And at this point, I'm just kind of picking players.
Let's see. We gave him B.J. Ojulari recently. You gave him that. They didn't have the 32nd pick because they traded for Claypool. And then they drafted Darnell Wright. So only a couple players so far in this draft.
What does their wide receiver depth chart look like? Oh, they traded for D.J. Moore.
Right. They go our receivers. But still, yeah.
I know. Claypool, I understand. But Claypool as a wide receiver 3 is not bad.
Oh, I agree. He's not as bad as I'm making it seem.
No, just I get what you're saying. Okay. I'm just kind of scanning their depth chart really quickly.
Like you said, running backs in play. I mean,
I think they're really going to
I like Herbert,
but to be honest with you as well. Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I hate this pick, but Zach Charbonnet.
Zach Charbonnet. I love that pick. What a great place for him to just rot in hell, you know?
Yeah. They have like 3 just so-so running backs now.
Yeah. I like Herbert, though.
I do, too. Hey, he's an original Savage
Sam. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, let's continue the let's continue the run on running backs. Why not us? Why not today? Wouldn't shock me if the Eagles went offensive lineman here. There's not a ton of guys that I recognize anymore as far as like guards and centers, that's for sure. You know, they addressed the D-line heavy yesterday. They could go corner at the spot as well. Let's see, who do I like more between Kendre Miller and Devin Achane? One's a speedster, one's a thick boy. They got Rashad Penny, they got Kenneth Gainwell. Just give me the home run hitter. You know, everyone kind of thought they were going to be, you know, attached to Gibbs in one fashion or another. So we're going to go ahead and is it Achane? Is that how it's pronounced?
The running back. Yeah.
All right, so 3 straight running backs after no running back picks for the first.
I'm also, let's be honest, I'm not the guy to trust with names, pronunciations, names. Yeah, I was still pronouncing
Olave. You would like, though, a little bit. Yeah. You would like, though, this weekend was in the presence of Joe Bellafi, and he still pronounces Bosco's name Basco, as if it's the end of Tabasco, like, and it's Basco. So great. all right, final pick, Ben. The Classic Chiefs, Joe. 63.
Oh, man, it's a little tough. It's a little tough. They can really kind of go with anything they really want at this point. Their roster's pretty loaded. Just kind of scanning here. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Jair Brown, safety out of Penn State.
Jair Brown?
I think that's how you pronounce it. He's the number 2 safety currently on ESPN. Mm-hmm. They currently have Brian Cook and Justin Reed at safeties. I'm not sure how much longer Justin Reed has. And Brian Cook, I'm not really sure who he is, but, you know.
You know who has a lot of time left, though, is Justin Ross, a rising star on the Chiefs.
Who?
Justin Ross.
Oh. Well, definitely. He's running up hills.
Yeah, he's like one of the best players like the NFL has ever seen.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah.
This is sick. The Chiefs have a nickelback. His name is DiCaprio Boodle.
That's awesome. that is so good.
That's sick. Okay, yeah. But yeah, that's what I got.
Reminds me of a young Rico Gathers.
Yeah. Wow. Love that. You gotta slip that in.
All right, Ben, we're going to do a quick run through just so our listeners can get the full recap. We did an hour podcast just out of nowhere on a Friday. Sick. People better listen soon because the second round's going to start in like an hour and a half.
Exactly.
All right. For Joey Porter Jr., cornerback. Arizona, Brian Branch, safety. Detroit, Michael Mayer, tight end. Tennessee, Hendon Hooker, QB. The Rams, Will Levis, QB. Seahawks, Joe Tippmann, center. Vegas Raiders, Luke Musgrave, tight end. Carolina, Steve Avila, the guard. New Orleans, Cedric Tillman, wide receiver. Indianapolis, Tyreek Stevenson, cornerback. Green Bay, Jonathan Mingo, receiver. Miami, Darnell Washington, tight end. They traded up for that one. Love the fit. Atlanta, Keely Ringo, cornerback out of Georgia, right down the street. Green Bay, Keanu Benton, defensive tackle. Wisconsin, also down the street. Pittsburgh trades up to get Osiris Torrance, greatest draft of all time, guard. Washington takes a big name from Northwestern. I can't pronounce it. The end. Detroit, Julius Brents, cornerback. New England, Riley Moss, cornerback. Tampa Bay, DJ Turner, cornerback. That's three straight cornerbacks. The Jets take Cody Mauch, offensive tackle from NDSU. Go Bison, go Fargo. Seattle Seahawks, Keon White, defensive end. Chicago Bears, Bijah Ojulari, edge. Los Angeles Chargers, Matthew Bergeron, offensive tackle. Marvin Mims to the Detroit Lions, wide receiver. Jacksonville Jaguars, Trenton Simpson, inside linebacker. New York Giants, John Michael Schmitz, the center out of Minnesota. Dallas finally takes their tight end with Tucker Kraft, tight end out of South Dakota State. Buffalo, Drew Sanders, inside linebacker. Cincinnati, Tank Bigsby, first running back off the board in the second round out of Auburn. Chicago, Zach Charbonnet, complete bust, running back, UCLA. UCLA is a terrible fucking school. Philadelphia, Devin Achane, running back. Fun. Bless you. God bless you. And lastly, 63, Kansas City takes Jair Brown. That's J-I, apostrophe, capital A-I-Y-I-R, Brown, safety, Penn State. And that's how we do a second round mock, Ben. Come on.
Lovely. It was great.
Hey, Ben, have a great Friday. I'll be at the D-backs Rockies game tonight. Just, you know, Seamhead Nation. What a time to be alive.
Love that. D-backs in first place, too, I think. So go D-backs.
Yeah. Best team in Arizona, that's for sure. Other than Arizona football, of course, U of A.
Yeah, I guess the Suns are okay, too, but yeah.
Yeah, about to get clapped, though, by the Nuggets, I'll tell you that.
Son. All right, Skaggs. Well, thank you very much, and God bless.
Yeah, it's his plan.
Yeah, exactly. God bless.